Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, March 13th, 2020. A resident in a Charlottenburg refugee center has been diagnosed with COVID-19. Therefore, according to Social Senator Elke Breitenbach, all 135 residents are currently under domestic quarantine and not allowed to leave their homes. Among them are many children. Per Breitenbach, residents are being provided with food and are under medical supervision, and added that since each apartment in the facility has its own bathroom, the quarantine can be easily carried out. Breitenbach stressed that, unlike tourists, refugees are by default medically examined on arrival in the city, and if suspected, are also tested for the virus. For this purpose, she said that Charité employees are always present in the arrival center. Also, due to overwhelming concerns regarding large gatherings, Maifest and the Carnaval der Kulturen have been canceled. Berlin has also postponed the start of the summer semester for students and teachers at the city's universities by 1 week due to the spread of the virus. Mayor Mueller announced on Wednesday the start of the semester is now planned for April 20th, and should it be necessary, this date may be postponed even further. In addition to the postponement of the start of the semester, the Berlin Senate also announced the immediate cancellation of conferences, meetings, and events at universities and colleges until July 20th. So-called attendance events, or conferences or meetings and lectures with compulsory attendance, were also canceled. Berghain will also be closed until at least April 20th, and other clubs in the city are expected to follow suit. In an attempt to protect drivers and passengers, the BVLG buses will no longer be selling tickets en route and only allow entry to the buses through the rear doors. Passengers can then obtain tickets online or via kiosks. In total, as of midday yesterday, at least 118 cases of the novel coronavirus or COVID-19 have been confirmed in Berlin. According to the Senate Health Administration, the contact persons of those newly infected are being identified, contacted, and isolated. Of those diagnosed, 5 people are currently being isolated and treated in hospitals, and all other people are isolating at home. Berlin Briefing will post breaking news regarding the virus on our social media as it's released and we catch wind of it. So follow us on Twitter and Facebook to receive the most updated information above and beyond our podcast. Cyclists will again have more space on the Oberbaumbrücke between Friedrichshain and Kreuzberg. The cycle lanes are to be widened in both directions by 1 to 3 meters, as announced by the Senate Department for the Environment, Traffic, and Climate Protection. For the expansion, the previously extra-wide lanes for motor traffic will be reduced from just under 4.5 meters to 3.25 meters. Exactly when there'll be more space on the busy bridge is still unclear, as the BVLG first wants to renovate the bridge over a period of about a year, and the loss of public train transportation across the Spree makes the traffic situation more complicated. According to the Senate administration, the renewed change in the distribution of space is a reaction to the fact that motor vehicles repeatedly hit the bicycle paths. In addition, the markings decided on in autumn of 2019 had not been applied correctly. The Oberbaumbrücke, which crosses the Spree and connects Kreuzberg and Friedrichshain, is part of Berlin's inner city ring road. The bridge was completed in 1895 and restored after the fall of the Berlin Wall in 1992. Approximately 60,000 vehicles cross the bridge every day. The highest court in Germany has rejected an urgent application by landlords against the rent cap in Berlin. The applicants had complained, among other things, that the rent cap violated their basic rights. The emergency appeal against the Berlin rent cap has failed before the Federal Constitutional Court. In a ruling published on Thursday, the highest German court in Karlsruhe rejected an application by landlords for a temporary suspension of the fine regulations. The plaintiffs wanted to secure that for the time being, they could not be punished if they did not provide tenants with comprehensive information or if they exceeded the maximum rent set by law. However, judges ruled that it would have significantly more disadvantages to suspend the law now than to apply it provisionally as decided. Moreover, the judges in Karlsruhe did not accept a constitutional complaint because the complainants had not sufficiently explained the violation of their fundamental rights. The chamber also rejected a further emergency appeal because the plaintiffs had not made it clear that they would suffer a serious disadvantage as a result of the regulations. The CDU and FDP have already announced a lawsuit against the rent cap. Thus, a fundamental decision of the Constitutional Court on the legality of the law is still pending. An arson attack was made on the car of the Provisional Berlin AfD state chairman Nikolaus Fest. According to police, the attack was politically motivated, and now the police state security of the state criminal police department has taken over the investigation. Berlin AfD leader Georg Pezderski blamed left-wing extremists for the attack. According to him, a restaurant in Reinickendorf, which is used by the AfD for meetings, was also attacked. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de or hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, and then connect with us on Twitter and Facebook. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.